12 before the hour, morning air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on this last morning of August. If somebody walked up to you, let's say it's at the parish, because this is probably where it would happen if it did happen, and someone said, you're a holy person, right? What makes you holy? Could you answer that question? I'd have to stop to think about it, too. I think we all have to stop to think about what true holiness is, but it's something that we all want to achieve in our lives, what true holiness is to help us on the path to heaven. We recommend the papal exhortation. Remember when Rejoice and Be Glad came out earlier this year, the universal call to holiness, this beautiful apostolic exhortation from Pope Francis, this path to holiness. Father Albert Haas, you remember him from the Spirit and Life radio program here on Relevant Radio, was on with Chuck Neff on The Inner Life just a couple of days ago. Father Albert, by the way, has a brand new job. He is finally off the road. He put 1.4 million miles on his frequent flyer card with American Airlines, flying all over the world, giving retreats. And now he's the chaplain at the Cedar Break Retreat House in the Diocese of Austin, Texas. It's called that because they're in the middle of 75 acres of a beautiful cedar grove. And he's on the retreat team, too. He's on the retreat team there. And he was talking to Chuck about what true holiness is and really looking at this apostolic exhortation, rejoice and be glad.
What I love so much about this apostolic exhortation, and the reason why I wrote the little book called Practical Holiness about it, is simply because for two reasons. First of all, Pope Francis shows himself to be a very practical spiritual director in guiding us how to fulfill our mission and our job of becoming saints in this world. And on top of that, he makes it very clear that each one of us is called to it in a very, very unique way. And as he makes that point, he says a couple of things that I just found to be showstoppers. Because in chapter one of the things he says is that, you know, the saints have been given to us as wonderful witnesses of people, and he has this wonderful expression, people who have opened the door to grace. And so that gives us right away a key to what becoming a saint is all about. We open the door of my heart to grace. And he says, so God has given us these wonderful, wonderful saints who really are these witnesses. But then he says something which I just thought was a showstopper. He said, but be aware that not everything that a saint does is worth to be repeated in your life, because it might make you miss out on your own unique call to holiness. So we all have these wonderful witnesses before us, these canonized saints. But Francis reminds us that these canonized saints are witnesses, and they simply challenge us to do in our own unique way what each one of them did, and that is to open the door of my heart to grace. He says each one of us, like a saint, each one of us has a mission in life, and we have a message that God wants to speak to the world through us. And I just love that, because what that says is that just as Jesus was the Word of God, and at some moment in time, 2,000 years ago, God deliberately spoke the Word, and the Word became flesh, so too, at the very beginning of creation, I was a Word in the mind of God. And on April 7, 1955, God decided to speak the Word named Albert into existence. And now my whole journey in holiness is trying to discover my mission and my message that God wants to proclaim to the world through me. And so what baffles me about this, Chuck, is that this means that each one of us is a worthy vessel of God's word. Each one of us is a worthy message that God wants to speak. And so to me, it just all the more puts the onus on me into getting serious about discovering the mission and the message that God wants to speak through me to the world. If you get the impression that I'm a little bit bored with this apostolic exhortation, I'm giving the wrong impression. I am just so high on this.
Father Albert putting us on the path to holiness, as he did the other day with Chuck Neff on The Inner Life, looking at the apostolic exhortation, and it's a quick download. You can do a Google search, put in rejoice and be glad, Pope Francis. Put in rejoice and be glad, Pope Francis, and read this apostolic exhortation, the universal call to holiness for you and me. So we get that, right? You and I get being on the path to heaven and being holy people and showcasing the light, right? We get that. But why is it so difficult?
I always thought that holiness was all about, you know, having highfalutin experiences or having all kind of esoteric wisdom, you know. And I think what Pope Francis shows us in Rejoice and Be Glad is that holiness is not about having highfalutin experiences. It's not about having all kind of esoteric thoughts. He just makes it very clear. Holiness is all about being where you are right now, whatever the condition is, and then finding your own unique way of living out the Beatitudes of Jesus.
Wow. And if you look at Rejoice and Be Glad, the Pope spends a chapter on every one of the Beatitudes. When Father Albert was on with Chuck, took a number of calls. Here's an interesting question from Sandra, who wants to be a little more holy.
So when I was single and I was still discerning the married vocation, I felt like I was living a holy life. I felt like I was not a holy life, but I felt like I was doing God's will. And I had peace, and I was just, you know, living a high life with God. And as soon as I got married, I feel like now I feel lost, and I don't feel that closeness with God, and I don't know how I'm supposed to live out this holiness living with someone else where I'm constantly, you know, emotional. I don't know, and maybe you could help me with that.
Let me just say a couple of things. You know, first of all, Sandra, always remember, as I mentioned earlier in the show, as Pope Francis makes so clear, we are not called to be saints alone. We are formed into sanctity. We become saints only in community. And so even though you might at times find it a real challenge living with your new husband, even though you might find that to be a challenge at times, remember, this is how saints are made, by sticking in there in the relationship, by persevering, by never allowing the sun to go down on your anger, but always to make that point of, you know, being apologetic before you go to sleep at night, if ever there was any tension. It's sanctity is made, as Pope Francis reminds us so clearly, in the very, very small ways, in what he calls the great details and the little details of relationships. So that's one thing to remember. A second thing, one thing that I've come to discover in my own life, and that is this, that, you know, whenever I'm in a period of transition, just as, for instance, like now, I'm transitioning from being a full-time preacher on the road. I'm now living here at Cedar Break Retreat Center in the Diocese of Austin. It's very, very common in times of transition that we feel a little bit lost. That's normal. That's normal because it takes us a while to kind of find our footing. It takes us a while to say, okay, now, how am I called to live out my Christian life in this new setting? And for you, it's in a setting now where you have someone with you 24/7. So be aware of the fact that that kind of feeling of discomfort or not feeling sure of how I'm supposed to be called to holiness, that's normal. And that's going to resolve itself in its own time. You know, Pope Francis, in three different places in the apostolic letter, Pope Francis has this wonderful expression, and he uses the terms God's timetable. And so, you know, you can't force the hand of God to say, show me right now how I'm called to be a holy, how I'm called to be a saint, how I'm called to be holy in this relationship. That'll develop gradually, ever so slowly. And then finally, always be aware that when you want to know right now what is God's will for you at this exact moment, all you need do is to ask yourself, What is the unmet need or the required duty right now? And so if the required duty right now, as it was for me this morning at 6:30, was to change my bed linens and to wash the sheets, then that's God's will for me. I put the sheets in the washing machine, and I start washing my bedding. So the present moment will always tell you what God's will is for you right this very moment. If you learn to live in the present moment and always be attentive to ask yourself, what is God asking of me right now? It might be to plan the menu for next week. It might be to do some cooking, to wash the dishes. It might be to give a word of encouragement to my husband. So the present moment will always tell you what you need to do. And so that's another thing always to remember. Does that help, Annie?
That helps a lot. Thank you so much.
And it helps us as well, Father Albert Haas, putting us on the path to holiness on this Friday morning at a minute before the hour on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.